time.
Tick-tock, hear the clock count down. Wish the minute I could be rewound. So much to do and so much I need to say. Well, tomorrow means...
But it's not my time. I'm not going. There's a wheel in me, and now it's gonna show. This could be the end of me. Everything I know.
It is time for the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast.
You get three guesses to determine what today's show is going to be about, and the first two don't count. And I am your host, Jake Reed, and today is, since we're talking about time, 3/26/2024, March 26th. As the time of this recording, it is almost 6 a.m. Now that we have our time zones correct, let's talk more about some time. So yesterday we talked about money and how to make money on the internet. And I think I missed talking about one of my talking points from yesterday because I was very tired. But the spin up and spin down principle is, I didn't really fully go into it as much as I would have liked. It's a principle that I don't think I've invented it, but I've talked about it a lot, where you can just spin something up and spin it down like a server disk. That's where it comes from, is like the plates on a hard drive, like an older hard drive, before they went full solid state. So with that follow-up being said, we're going to go ahead and kind of transition more into today's episode. Although I will be linking the same two products that I linked yesterday, just to give it a little bit more exposure. How to make money selling on eBay and Amazon, and how to make money as an Amazon associate. Because I asked a really... good friend, streamer of mine, what should I do for a topic on freedom? And he pretty much said, money. And I've done two money episodes already, but as Benjamin Franklin said, time is money. Money is time. So one of the principles I'd like to talk about is, or two principles actually, is time and function stacking. And so that's part of permaculture, which is a design science that was created to help humans meet their needs in a sustainable and regenerative manner. So there's many tools in the permaculturist's toolbox. One of the first ones you learn about is a swale, which is essentially just a ditch on contour, meaning water flows downhill. So if you've ever played with a sandcastle as a kid, you build up the hill and then dig with your finger around the slope, so it's contour lines. It's the easiest way for me to describe it. But somebody might say, oh, my land is flat. Well, unless you're at the flattest bottom of the ocean, water's still going to flow downhill. So you dig a ditch on contour, and you measure that out with something called an A-frame level. But that's not quite what we're talking about today. We're talking about time and function stacking. So what is that? Well, time stacking is when it's kind of like multitasking, but not really. Multitasking is when you as a human are trying to do two things at once, but humans can't do two things at once. We can only do one thing at once or two things at once badly. So time stacking would be doing something like what I'm doing, which is installing software on a laptop while I'm recording this podcast on a desktop. That's time stacking. I'm not actually doing the work. The computer is over there crunching away on bits. And it's one of those 40 gigabyte updates. So recording this offline, well, that's doing something online. So I have plenty of bandwidth for that. And then function stacking is something that can be used for multiple purposes. Like you could use a hard plastic bucket or one of those containers as a bucket to carry water. You could flip it over on its head and use it as a rain shield. You could put stuff inside of it and pack it up as a pack away. You could drill holes in it and do what we call vermiculture, which is like worm farming, worm beds. So when you take time and function stacking and you blend them together, you get more time freedom because you're able to do 2 man hours of work in 1 hour, or woman hour if you're a woman, obviously. But I think we've covered that enough in this podcast. If you take exception to anything I say going forward, I'm going to start pointing you back to, well, start with episode 1 and go forward. So taking those 2 man hours, and it's like you're 2 people, but you're not, because you're just monitoring the situation. You're taking a fraction of a percent away of your effectiveness in your mind, just thinking about that thing that you've set up, to gain an immense amount of leverage for your time. And then with function stacking lets you save money, because now you've only bought, let's say you don't poke a hole in your container and you only have 1 container and that's all you've got. Well, now you've got to make sure it's a rugged container. So you buy a maybe more expensive, maybe you buy the $40 container instead of the $20 container, but now you use it for 3 things that you would have spent $60 on the 3 different containers. You see what I'm saying? So you always want to look at the situation that you're currently stuck in or unstuck in, because that's what we're trying to build here, is more freedom. Time and function stack. Look around you. See what resources you have. Maybe you sell something on eBay and you get a little money, and then you take that money and then you turn that into the next thing. But if clutter's in your way, it's going to slow down your process. And Nicole Sauce over at Living Free in Tennessee, she does this thing called your word of the year. And like a silly person, I decided that I was going to have 2 words of the year. Well, my first word of the year is discipline, which is basically just getting up and doing that thing, the same thing that you said you're going to do over and over and over again every day. And my second word of the year, I guess I would call it a partner word or a word that goes along with it, is workflow. So my workflow for this podcast has been getting better and better as I've, every day I'll take a save file and I'll make either the podcast or the website or the show notes or something a little bit better and try to deliver more value so that I can get more listeners than just 1 or 2 friends. And another thing that permaculture does well is tracks energy flow. So it's like a thermodynamic equation. You start with a hot thing, you go to a cold thing. And the universe is a one-way transaction, just kind of like Bitcoin or cryptography, which I won't get into today too much because this isn't a show about that. But as a programmer, I use something called date time, which is basically, it's an object that stores all of the key points about what time is, like hours, minutes, seconds, and specifically time zones. And given that we're in a increasingly global society, they call it chronically or terminally online sometimes, we have to get used to things like UTC, GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, Universal Time Constants. Sorry, I should know this because I use it all the time. Coordinated Universal Time. And it uses something called the Linux Epoch Time, which is basically January 1st of 1970. So, not to be an alarmist, but in 2038, 32-bit applications are going to run out of space for referencing UTC. So that's only like 14 years away. So TLDR, too long didn't read, from Reddit. Get your stuff updated to 64-bit and start the process now, because 14 years creeps up on a person, especially if you're a developer. If you're not a developer, it's not as critical, because most people have 64-bit systems already. But all those old fun games that we play that are 32-bit, they're going to have to run it in an emulator. Just like what happened with 16-bit and 8-bit games. They're going to have to run it in an emulator. Or any other software. Like, you've got that old music production software that you really love, but you don't want to upgrade the version, something like that. Even Audacity, which runs a 32-bit version and a 64-bit version, which is what most podcasters use to record their podcasts if they don't invest in some high production quality software. For the longest time, it was 32-bit only, and now they're having to take that step. And 64-bit versus 32-bit, it's just the number of binary digits that are stored in an integer value. So for 32-bit, you can think plus or minus 2 billion. And the way they count is 1 second for every, you know, what is 2 billion seconds into years? It's like 32 years, something like that, whatever. And then because it's a signed integer, it means it can go plus or minus. So an unsigned integer goes up much higher, and an unsigned 64-bit integer, you see what I'm saying? So something more practical that you can implement. We have in development things called Agile, Scrum, and my favorite, which is called Kanban. Agile and Scrum are just software development methodologies to essentially break time down into 2-week sprints or 2-week increments and keep running at a project, have project meetings that alternate weekly. In your own home, maybe you can implement your own version of Scrum. Like, you know, the husband and the wife or whatever get together and do the calendar every Sunday afternoon so that they can plan their week out. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe it's every other week and they do 2 weeks at a time. But Kanban is kind of like what they do at restaurants, where the ingredients come in and you have a start, not started, but here's the ingredients, and it, like, on a piece of paper. So think of a post-it note. And I've implemented this myself just yesterday, actually, of post-it notes on the refrigerator, because I've got to keep track of a bunch of projects going on right now. Color-coded, however you want to do it. Essentially, you start with to-do, in progress, testing. And now that's going to be different from most household tasks. And then in production. So usually the bare minimum is kind of 4 slots. But testing could be, maybe you check to see if your kid did their chores. I don't know. I don't have kids yet. Maybe it's see if the crock pot's finished with whatever you're cooking, like the roast that you have simmering. And it probably doesn't need to be that granular. We're talking about bigger projects. We call them user stories in programming. So as a cook, I would like to make a roast beef. So I'm going to need beef. I'm going to need beef stock. I'm going to need carrots, celery, onions, whatever you put in your pot roast, maybe some spices, and you gather those things. And that's the grocery list. And then the prepared list is you slice it, dice it, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew, as the meme goes, with your potatoes, literally. Put it there and get it simmering. And then your testing is your taste testing. And then your done is serving it up. So I've got a couple of projects involving gumball machines that are on location that I need to get to today, tomorrow, and the next day. And that's a long drive for both places because they're on location. I've got to fill them up, get them cleaned up, make sure that they check my coins, see if I've actually made any money. Wouldn't that be fun? But also just checking my margins, because when you're dealing with quarters and two quarters and three quarter, you know, margins are slim right now with the economy. Inflation, I don't have to tell anybody about the present state of the planet right now. But if you're listening to this sometime in the future, since it is a recording, it's pretty gnarly out there. And so I guess it's already been 15 minutes. I'd like to make longer and longer episodes, but first I'm going to need some user feedback, because that's something we do in software development, is get the user feedback. So I think the site is up and going where you can post a comment. If not, you can post a comment on the social media posts where I share this practically everywhere except for the most toxic social networks in the universe, where the companies running them are just absolute you-know-what people. And that's more of a personal preference, because you might be one of those people, not that are an absolute scumbag, although you might be, who knows? You might be an absolute scumbag, but you're probably not if you're listening to this show. If you are a scumbag, maybe don't listen to my show, because I don't really want to be associated with you. Or do listen, and then don't be a scumbag anymore. But depending on what we're talking about, personal attacks to my cybersecurity from certain organizations. And I guess one day I'm going to have the long conversation about AI and what AI really means. What we have now is not... I'm just going to go over this real quick. What we have right now, what they're calling AI, is not AI. It's generative adversarial networks. It's stable, unstable diffusions. It's not even close to AI. There is a possibility to have AI, but as in true artificial intelligence. But what we have right now is not that. It's just one input that runs through a bunch of decisions and outputs an output. Like the image generator that I use for this show, Midjourney. It samples a bunch of art. You put text in there and out comes art in about 2 minutes. And then you can adjust it and you can fine tune it. If you really want to get it fine tuned, you can do some really extraordinary things with it. You can also use it for ill purposes. As one of my favorite famous quotes from a video game, I'm going to go look it up real quick because I don't know it off the top of my head. So it's, man can act for good purpose or ill, but he cannot predict every consequence. Walk down one street instead of another, and you might doom someone to die. But you're a fool if you blame yourself for this. And that's from Aeneas from Neverwinter Nights 2. It's one of my favorite quotes, and I used to post it on Facebook when Facebook had quotes, and then they deleted quotes because, you know, times change. But I always loved the favorite famous quotations section. So that's kind of how my obsession with quotes started. I just started collecting them, and then they pulled the rug out from under me, so now I collect them myself. So I think that's a pretty good place to wrap this up. If anyone has any thoughts, just send them again on the comments. I'm still working on getting the email server set up to send and receive email for this podcast versus my regular email. And unlike certain podcasters we all know and love, I do have separate email accounts because I like, as a programmer, I like what we call separation of concerns, and the work inbox and the home inbox are two separate inboxes. So with that, take it, make it your own, make it a great day. It's Tuesday.